Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about a very, very, very serious topic, and that is the drive in Nebraska, the petition drive to get on the ballot an opportunity to amend our Constitution here in Nebraska, to amend the Constitution to create a right to abortion. And we're going to see how pervasive that right is, how extensive that right is in a few moments. But as I begin, whenever I talk about this topic, I am always mindful of the fact that some of our listeners, some of our hearers have had abortions in your past. Abortion has been around now, legalized by Roe v. Wade for over 50 years. Of course, Roe was overturned a year ago, but nevertheless, for 50 years, Roe was made abortion legal in the United States. And some of you, maybe even many of you listening, have had abortions or participated in abortions, encouraged someone to get an abortion. And our society, our culture, has lied to us about what abortion really is. And so some of our dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as well as those who are not Christians, have had abortions and then come to regret that immensely, terribly, and wish they had never done that. They felt forced into it. A lot of the women that I've talked to who have had abortions share the same story of feeling alone, feeling forced into this, and then coming to regret their decision later. And so whenever we talk about this topic, I'm conscious of the need to reassure people about God's forgiveness, that the scripture is very clear. If we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so if this is a sin that weighs heavy on your heart, to know that as you confess your sins, you are forgiven completely, fully. As the scripture says, sin cast as far as the east is from the west, that though our sins be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow because of the blood of Jesus covering our sins. And so I want to assure you, if that is your situation as you listen to this podcast, to assure you of your forgiveness, of God's love and His mercy and grace for you. It's so important that we talk about that, that we reassure one another of that, because we're all in the same boat. We're all sinners standing before a righteous God who gave His own Son Jesus to die for us, to give us the gift of forgiveness, the gift of eternal life. And so I want to assure you of that in no uncertain terms, that you are forgiven. Now, what's going on in Nebraska? Well, here's what's going on in Nebraska. Here is the proposed amendment to the Nebraska Constitution. This is what it says. It says, Article 1 of the Nebraska Constitution shall be amended by adding a new Section 31 as shown. And here it is, quote, all persons shall have a fundamental right to abortion until fetal viability or when needed to protect the life or health of the pregnant patient without interference from the state or its political subdivisions. Fetal viability means the point in pregnancy when, in the professional judgment of the patient's treating healthcare practitioner, there is a significant likelihood of the fetus's sustained survival outside the uterus without the application of extraordinary medical measures, unquote. So the first thing I want to do as we look at this is to hear from the Nebraska Family Alliance and hear them describe what's going on here. Because as they do, you'll see that this is a very, very bad idea, to say the least, an evil idea. Let's hear from a guy named Nate Gratz, who's part of the Nebraska Family Alliance.
Because the ballot initiative that we're talking about this morning is the biggest threat to our Constitution, to parental rights, and to the lives of preborn children that we have ever seen. They are trying to use the guise of viability to enshrine a right to abortion until birth into our state constitution. And we have to understand what this initiative is actually doing, because the language is very deceptive, and the abortion industry will be spending millions and millions of dollars to misinform voters in our state. So what the initiative says is that all persons shall have a fundamental right to abortion until fetal viability, or when needed to protect the life or health of the pregnant patient without interference from the state. When most people hear viability, they probably think 23 or 24 weeks, but that's not what this initiative says. What it goes on to say is that viability is determined by the attending healthcare practitioner. That's a nice way of saying that it's determined by the abortionist. So the abortionist determines viability, and they make that determination based off of the significant likelihood of sustained survival without extraordinary medical care. Any child that is born prematurely or who might need a short stay in the NICU could easily be classified as needing extraordinary medical care. So this is authorizing abortions late into the second and third trimesters. But this right to abortion is also established whenever necessary to protect the health of the pregnant patient. This is an intentionally vague and broad term that specifically in the context of abortion has historically been used to include things like mental and emotional health. And once again, it is up to the sole judgment of the abortionist to determine if the abortion is needed to protect her health. So what we're really talking about is abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy. And who is this right given to? Well, the initiative says all persons. So it is not only women, but children who would be given a fundamental right to abortion without interference from the state. And what that means is that all of our laws that protect the health and safety of women, that require a waiting period, that require an ultrasound, would all be gone. And it also means that our laws that require parental notification and parental consent before a minor could obtain an abortion would also be eliminated. So human traffickers could take young children to go get abortions without the parents knowing that they were ever even pregnant. That's what's at stake with this initiative. And lastly, and I think the most important thing that we have to understand about this initiative is that this is not just another political issue. This is a spiritual issue. And spiritual issues are not won through political power. They are won through the power of prayer and through the people of God stepping up to speak the truth with love. We have been given the truth, we have been given a voice, and now we need the courage to go speak it. Because if we don't, then who will? This is the single greatest issue of our time. And on the issues that matter most, it's the people of God who should be leading the way.
Amen.
All right, so there you have it. Nate certainly says it better than I could. He summarizes it very, very well. An experienced guy there with Nebraska Family Alliance. I want to share with you some comments about this proposed constitutional amendment from a couple of people that I think are significant. First of all, State Senator Joni Albrecht. She released this response in regard to this proposal. She said, quote, "This extreme proposal would allow late-term abortion throughout pregnancy. It would eliminate health and safety standards and allow minors to obtain abortions without parental notification. Abortion is already legal in the first trimester in Nebraska, with clear exceptions for the life of the mother and the medical emergencies throughout pregnancy. An amendment that jeopardizes the health and safety of women and abandons babies who deserve love and protection to painful late-term abortion procedures must be rejected." State Senator Joni Albrecht. Also, Governor Jim Pillen reacted to it. This is what Governor Jim Pillen said, quote, "This flawed initiative would radically expand abortion in Nebraska, resulting in the deaths of thousands of babies in their mother's wombs. Its vague and deceptive language would throw open the doors to brutal late-term abortions, putting abortion providers in charge of judging whether, for example, a 39-week-old preborn baby can be aborted. That is totally out of step with the pro-life principles of the overwhelming majority of Nebraskans, whose representatives last session passed a strong and reasonable 12-week abortion ban, with common sense exceptions for the cases of rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I was proud to sign that bill into law, and I will continue to fight to save as many babies' lives as possible from abortion, including by working to defeat this initiative. We will continue to support moms and help them choose life and love." There you have it from Governor Jim Pillen. So, pretty significant thing faces us here in Nebraska. You're going to hear about this between now and November. You're going to hear about petitions being out there, ready to be signed. You might be approached at your local library or wherever it might be, asking to sign this petition to get this on the ballot in November. What can you do as your approach to sign? Well, of course, you can decline to sign and you can equip yourself. I think it's incumbent upon us as Christians, as people who care about life, the right to life that God gave us and that was enshrined in our United States Constitution. It's incumbent upon us to be able to share at least one thing with those people that are out trying to get us to sign these petitions, to be able to share why we don't sign and give a reason for the hope that we have in Christ, as 1 Peter says in the scriptures. So that's one thing we can do, is decline to sign. Another thing that we can do, the most important thing perhaps of all, is pray. Because as Nate shared in his little speech there that I played, this is a spiritual battle. This is a spiritual issue. This is God's gift of life. Life is not something that the government gives us and the government takes away from us. It's God. God's gift to us. It's a spiritual battle. And it is Satan who's out to steal, kill, and destroy by deceiving both women and men in the state of Nebraska and around our country and around the world. Satan desires to kill and destroy. He desires to bring a life full of guilt and shame. And Jesus brings a life of freedom. So we need to care about women and men who find themselves in positions where they have an unplanned pregnancy. We need to care. We need to be able to support and encourage, not lead them into a culture of death. Very important. So decline to sign, pray, and of course, share with friends. Share with others. This podcast would be something you could share to be able to give information to those who want to know what's going on. Because as Nate said, we're going to be deluged with millions of dollars worth of information telling us that this is a good thing, telling us that if you don't sign this, if you're not in favor of this constitutional amendment, that you are anti-women. That is not true. Not true at all. In fact, the reverse is true. This amendment is anti-women and certainly anti-children. So here again, just put up these bullet points for you to be able to share it with somebody, one or more of these bullet points. First of all, and this was not shared by Nate or by the state senator or by Governor Pillen. This is just my thing. The amendment talks about a pregnant patient. Now, really, language can be used to obscure the truth. The truth is that the pregnant patient is a mother. The decision to have the child is already in the past. The woman is now a mother, and there's a child in her womb. Let's not allow language about pregnant patients and fetuses, which is a scientific term, I understand, but let's not allow that to obscure the reality of what's going on. There are two people involved, a mother and a child. So pregnant patient obscures the fact that there's a mother involved and a child involved. And of course, if you've caught on to this, it also obscures the fact, the scientific truth, that only women can get pregnant. Why is this amendment not worded pregnant woman? Well, it's not worded pregnant woman because, of course, our culture in the last, 5 years has now declared that men can get pregnant. Where did that come from? How is that scientific? How is that truthful? So we need to share the truth. Only women can get pregnant. And when women are pregnant, they're mothers. And there's a child involved as well. We need to care for both. Of course, then the other bullet points are ones that Nate shared. That health in this amendment is defined solely by the abortion provider, which means he could say, oh, it's in the woman's health, interest in her health, to have this abortion, and there's no proof needed. Viability, as Nate said, is defined solely by the abortion provider. And of course, if the abortion provider wants to make any money, they got to say the baby's not viable. There you go. The parental consent piece is just huge. The fact that there's no parental consent involved in this, that means that young girls can become pregnant, whether by sex trafficking or by incest, and others can take them to have abortions and never tell their parents who care and love for these young children. And then finally, the current protections that we've already passed into law are eliminated. Protections about informed consent for women seeking abortions, protections regarding who having a licensed person to perform an abortion so that the woman is not injured in the abortion procedure. All those go out the window because the state, according to this constitutional amendment, cannot interfere at all with the decision to have an abortion. So there you have it. It's a very serious a very important piece of information for us today, particularly in Nebraska. If you are listening to this not living in Nebraska, we want to encourage you to pray for those of us in Nebraska and to watch out for this in your own state. The last state this happened in was Ohio last year, and now Nebraska is next in line to try to get this enshrined in our Constitution. We need to pray, we need to inform, we need to share, and we need to vote well with regard to this issue. We need to love women and their babies and their children who are born as Christians to be able to share the light of the gospel with those we know and care about and love in our culture. That's what we got for you today, a very, very important topic here at Eagles on the Hill. We want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts. Were you surprised by some of the things you heard today? Were you informed? Some of the things maybe you didn't know. Maybe you've already signed the petition and didn't realize what it was about. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know other topics that would be helpful for us to cover on the podcast. Remember that those who hope in the Lord, Scripture says, God promises will fly on wings like eagles. And we pray that for you today. Thanks for listening to the podcast.